This is Hacker Public Radio episode 3594, Friday, the 6th of May 2022. Today's show is entitled Directory Commands and is part of the series DOS. It is hosted by Ayuka and is about 15 minutes long and carries a clean flag. The summary is more on DOS. This time it is directory commands.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Hello, this is Ahuka, welcoming you to another exciting episode in our DOS series. And today I want to start taking a look at directory commands. Now we saw in our last episode that DOS uses directories to organize the files on your disks. And that means we need to use directory commands to create a structure to store our files and to find the files we have stored there. Now the commands we need are relatively few. Some of them have alternatives. So, one command is called MD, Michael David. That creates a new directory or subdirectory. Now, that's short version of mkdir, which is, in some senses, maybe a little more intuitively clear what that is. But you can use either one. Similarly, there is an RD, which is to remove or delete a directory, and that's short for RMDIR. And then there's CD, change directory, change from the current working directory to another directory, or the longer version, CHDIR. So those three are ones where I think most people, once you get used to it, you're going to use the short version. Now, there is a command called deltree, deltree. Now, that erases a directory, including any files or subdirectories it may contain. Obviously, this could be a dangerous one. And then finally, there's just dir, which lists the contents of the current working directory. Now, working with directories is pretty central to what you do in DOS. So, with the exception of deltree, all of these are internal commands, which means they're contained within command.com and therefore loaded into RAM and ready for your use whenever you boot, including from a boot disk. There's no real difference whether you use the short two-letter version of those commands or the longer version. So I think for the rest of this tutorial, I'm going to use the two-letter version and save effort on my part as well. So MD. This command is the make directory. It creates a new directory or subdirectory. Now, technically, root is the main directory, so every directory under it is a subdirectory, but I'm going to just talk about subdirectories because question is, where are you in your path when this happens? Now, an optional argument for the MD directory is path, and so you can, from the current working directory, make a directory somewhere else. But you'd have to give the path to it. Now, if you don't give a path, then the subdirectory is created within the current working subdirectory. So, as an example, suppose I'm at the prompt, and I type MD space letters, L-E-T-T-E-R-S. Oh, that would create a subdirectory called letters. If I was on the root of the C drive when I did that, then the subdirectory would have the address C:\letters. Now, with a path included, you can create a subdirectory anywhere. So, again, I could be in the root of the C drive. So my prompt is C:\greater than. That's my prompt. And I could type md:\letters/love. And that would create that particular subdirectory. Now, let's say you were in the C:\letters directory. Then all you would need to do is type md:\love, and that would have the same effect. So you only need path information if you want to create this directory someplace other than your current working directory. Now, there are some limitations. The length of a path specification cannot exceed 63 characters, including the backslashes. So that's one of the limits that you're going to have here. Now, the next command, rd, it removes a subdirectory. Now, the subdirectory must be empty at this point. If it contains files and or subdirectories of the subdirectory, then you'll get an error message. Now, this also has an optional path argument with the same syntax as the md command. Now, note that you cannot remove the current working directory. To do this, you have to change directories to the parent first and then remove the subdirectory. Now, the rd command can sometimes be a little confusing because of the safeguards that DOS builds into the command. The idea that you cannot delete a subdirectory that has contents, for instance, is a safety measure. Now, deltree gets around this, but is a dangerous command for precisely that reason. Now, how can you tell if a subdirectory is empty? Just use the dir command to display its contents. Now, cd, this is the change directory. And this command changes the current working subdirectory to another subdirectory. Imagine a computer with the following directory structure. You have a hard drive, C:\, and then within it we have a subdirectory that is called letters, and then under that is a couple of subdirectories. One is called love and one is called business. So I've got two kinds of letters here. Equivalent to the letters directory at the same level, I might have one called memos. And then under that, I've got two subdirectories, school and internet. So let's say right now I'm in the directory C:\letters/love. Now, if I want to change that to C:\letters/business, I need to specify the path. So, at the prompt, I could, and my prompt at this point would say C:\letters/love/greater than. That's my prompt, because that's my current working directory. And I could type in cd:\letters/business. That would change me to the business subdirectory. Now, let's say my current working directory was C:\letters. And I want to go to C:\letters/business. Well, in this case, I don't need to use the path because the default is always to go downwards in the directory tree. So all I would have to do is give the command cd:\business, and it would take me there. Now, you can use shortcuts. There's a number of them with the change directory command. CD backslash will take you back to the root directory from wherever you are. CD period period will take you to the parent subdirectory of the current working subdirectory. So you could do a two-step process. So again, let's say my prompt is C colon backslash letters backslash love backslash greater than sign. That's my prompt. That's telling me my current working directory. If I do CD period period, my current working directory, it takes me up to letters as my current working directory. Then I could type the command CD space business and go into the business. So it's a two-step process. Now, there is also the command CD period. It won't do anything. It is a valid command. The single dot means the current working subdirectory, which is where you already are, so you're not really changing directories at all. Now, del tree. This was added later as an external command. And when an external command, that means it exists as a file on your disk, separate from the others. That means if you want to create a boot disk and have this available to you, you have to make sure it's copied onto the boot disk. It won't happen when you just do the usual formatting stuff. Now, it'll delete an entire subdirectory tree. In other words, a subdirectory, all of the files it contains, all of the subdirectories it contains, all of the files they contain, etc., all in one easy command, which makes it a very dangerous command because it can wipe out so much stuff so easily. It even ignores file attributes, so you can wipe out hidden, read-only, and system files without knowing it. You can even wipe out multiple trees by specifying them in the command. So, for instance, I could do a command like at the C prompt, del tree space C colon backslash letters space C colon backslash memos. This would wipe out both of these subdirectories in one command. So it's really one of those commands where you ought to think twice before you use it. It has its place, definitely. I can remember how tedious it was to first go into each subdirectory, delete the individual files, check each subdirectory for contents, delete each subdirectory one at a time, then jump up a level and repeat the process. So deltree is a great time saver when you need it. But I would never use it for ordinary maintenance because one false move can do so much damage. Now, of course, we have to talk about the dir command itself. Now, dir is to display the contents of a subdirectory, but it can also function like a search command, which we will get to. So this is one of the most used commands in all of DOS, and learning how to use it properly is a great time saver. DIR will display the contents of the current working subdirectory, or with an optional path argument, it will display the contents of some other subdirectory. Now, the real power of the DIR command comes with optional switches that are available to you, and then later on we're going to look at some other things you can do. So, one of the switches, slash P. Now, this is a forward slash. In DOS, backslashes are used for directory structures. Forward slashes are used for switches. So, it's just one of those things you have to get used to here. So, forward slash P will pause the screen when a full screen's worth of information has been displayed. And then you will see, press any key to continue. And the press of the key will display one more screen. So this is great for searching long lists. And you can have, remember, you can have up to like 500 something, like 512, I think, in a directory. Now then, /W will display the file names and subdirectory names in several columns. So the /W means wide. Now, it's just the names. It's not going to give you any of the other details. Now, if you want to just have a normal listing, but without all of the other file attributes and information, you can do /B for bare. The bare format displays file names only without any other information. So I think that's enough for this. This is Ahuka for Hacker Public Radio signing off, and as always, encouraging you to support free software. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.